This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
More booster guidance. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. On this Friday, September 24th, glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
On the heels of an FDA recommendation, a CDC panel is authorizing COVID booster shots for seniors and those with underlying medical conditions.
A gunman killed one person and wounded 12 others at a grocery store outside Memphis. Then he apparently took his own life.
The Senate is expected to vote Monday on whether to take up a measure approved by the House that would avoid a government shutdown.
And how reservation systems put in place at national parks during COVID could become permanent.
So as a way to help make sure that visitors are safe while also protecting the natural resources, some parks had implemented reservation systems, and now they're considering whether they'll keep that next year during the busy season.
Allison Poley at the Wall Street Journal on managing crowded national parks. Two people are dead, including the gunman, and at least 12 others are wounded after a man opened fire at a Tennessee grocery store before apparently taking his own life. It happened yesterday afternoon at the Kroger in Collierville, about 30 miles east of Memphis. Police Chief Dale Lane said they found people hiding in freezers and locked offices. One employee extracted from the roof. Jean Prost was working her shift inside the store when the shooting began.
I couldn't run that fast, needless to say. And I was out of breath, and I could hear the shooting closer.
Kroger, which has nearly 2,800 stores nationwide, has attempted in recent years to minimize potential gun violence. 2 years ago, the chain announced it would prohibit the open carry of firearms in its stores. The company said the store will remain closed while the investigation continues and employees are being offered counseling services. A review of presidential election results in Arizona conducted by Republicans has not changed President Biden's victory there. The final report is scheduled to be presented today to the state Senate. More from this morning's Mike Gavin.
A tweet late yesterday from Maricopa County read, "The draft report confirms the county's canvass of the 2020 general election was accurate. Joe Biden won Arizona with a margin of just over 10,000 votes out of more than 3.3 million. But Republicans in the Arizona Senate, encouraged by former President Trump, commissioned the review. A little-known Florida-based company called Cyber Ninjas conducted the review. It's not known for election audits. Its website touts services like ethical hacking and security training." Gordon.
Thanks, Mike. No court or election authority has found evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 presidential election that would have changed the results. And routine audits of paper ballots have confirmed the election outcomes in key states. But the report still claimed the election had problems, though Maricopa County said the audit was littered with errors and faulty conclusions. Senate Republicans are rebuffing an effort by Democrats to lift the nation's debt ceiling through a government funding bill that would require 60 votes. And they're doing so while relying on the unusual argument that while members of the GOP wholeheartedly want to see the debt limit raised or suspended, they just don't want to be the ones to do it. Chris Catalogo, White House correspondent at Politico, says meanwhile, as the nation barrels toward fiscal catastrophe, President Biden is intent for now to keep his powder dry. Chris, how and why?
So part of this strategy certainly involves having the president sort of float above the fray of the debate. The White House is certainly trying to drive the message home, the message being this would be catastrophic for the economy, catastrophic for the economic recovery that they're trying to bring to bear. And so I think they've been holding out. Obviously, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had said that at a certain point in October, we would run into danger of, as a country, as a government, of defaulting on our debts. And that's the real breaking point. No date has been given for that yet. And so I think they feel like they have a little bit of time to deploy Biden, and we know sort of that would be a twofold. One would be using the bully pulpit. The other would be throwing himself into the actual negotiations, which, of course, we remember he did so famously in 2011 with Mitch McConnell and Republicans on behalf of Barack Obama.
Mm. Explain his kind of the rest of his options, the president.
Sure. So essentially, right now, Republicans are saying because Democrats have the votes, technically, Democrats control the White House, the Senate, and the House, that they should either lift or suspend the debt limit all on their own. Now, that's not how it's worked for many years, many decades, really, where this has historically been, you know, in more recent years, seen as a real pain, kind of a necessary evil, but one that both parties had conceded they both had to do. And so this is creating somewhat of a new precedent that the party in power has to take this action, even though a lot of this debt was accumulated when Republicans were running the show, Donald Trump was running the show, and you know, passing some very major legislation like the tax reform, tax overhaul that they did, which had a major budgetary impact. And so that option for Biden would be to go it alone, which clearly they're pushing back on. But, you know, they have to prepare, at least the folks on the Hill have to prepare for some contingency plans because the deadline is coming up. Another would be to sort of cajole and deal, and which Republicans have said they're not going to do. You know, in the past they've talked about taking this vote in exchange for spending cuts or other things. And so there's kind of the power of the back and forth, the deal making, the arm twisting that he could jump into. And so, you know, there aren't a ton of options now, especially with this posture that Republicans have taken, which is that they're not going to do it no matter what. And so the question is, who blanks first?
Yeah. We're speaking with Chris Catalago, White House correspondent at Politico. His piece is called Why Biden Isn't Hitting the Panic Button on the Debt Ceiling Yet. Just back up for a second. Why is this always a thing, the debt ceiling? Like, this is not about new spending. I mean, if anybody was really serious about this, wouldn't somebody say, we're not going to have this fight this year because every department in Washington is taking a 3-5% haircut?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch. I mean, they could target specific, they could do an across the board, like you said, they could target specific areas, you know, in a political sense. Obviously, things like military spending have been on the block many times over, and other departments. The big thing is that this is this sort of perennial headache for folks. They feel like the politics around it are all, you know, sort of phony. And this is this kind of Washington parlor game with major implications. And that, you know, the vast majority of Americans don't understand, will not resonate in much of a political sense.
Yeah.
But it's something we have to go through.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Catalago, White House correspondent at Politico. The Senate, by the way, will vote Monday on whether to take up a House-passed bill to avoid a government shutdown and suspend the nation's borrowing limit. Coming up next, the latest on booster shots. Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday. Following the FDA's recommendations, an advisory panel for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has recommended seniors, nursing home residents, and certain adults with underlying medical conditions should get a booster of the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer. The panel said people 65 and over, as well as those 50 to 64 with underlying medical conditions, should receive a booster. Yet the panel disagreed with the FDA about boosters for certain adults like healthcare workers or prison inmates. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky.
While we all plan to provide clear and aligned recommendations, the underlying discussion of diverse opinions and interpretations of the data only serves to strengthen our ultimate guidance.
Some health experts inside and outside the federal government have expressed concern that the back and forth over who should get the extra doses will confuse people and potentially deter some who would benefit from the additional dose. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The White House Budget Office has told federal agencies to start preparing for a government shutdown as Congress struggles to reach an agreement on a must-pass spending bill amid a debt limit showdown. The Office of Management and Budget says the reminder is part of standard protocol 7 days out from a potential government shutdown, regardless of the circumstances in funding negotiations. The Senate is expected to vote as soon as Monday on a House-passed bill that will keep the government funded through early December and raise the $28 trillion debt limit.
Number two.
A gunman killed at least one person and wounded 12 others at a Tennessee grocery store before dying from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The shooting was reported in Collierville, about 30 miles east of Memphis. This woman was about to enter the store seconds before the shooting began.
I heard one lady yell, I think he's been hit. I think someone's been hit. But I start seeing people running and getting in cars.
At least four victims are in critical condition.
Number three.
A House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol has issued its first subpoenas, demanding records and testimony from four of former President Trump's close advisors and associates who were in contact with him before and during the attack. Committee Chairman Bernie Thompson of Mississippi announced the subpoenas of former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kashyap Patel, and former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. The White House is reportedly leaning toward releasing information to Congress about what Donald Trump and his aides were doing during the attack. Trump has said he will cite executive privilege to block information requests from the House committee investigating the events of that day, but the Washington Post says President Biden's White House plans to err on the side of disclosure given the gravity of the events. So what are the ultra-rich investing in these days? Well, they're scrapping designer handbags in lieu of wine. A new analysis from Knight Frank finds investment-grade wine prices jumped 13% between June 2020 and this June to lead its investment index, which tracks categories including art, cars, jewelry, coins, and furniture. The price of collectible handbags fell 4%. The price of rare whiskey fell 3%.
Wow. So you got to unload those handbags now? Before they drop any further, is that
whose handbags?
Yeah, exactly.
Not mine.
Coming up next, crowd control at national parks. Did you know most of the seafood on display at your grocer has been thawed out just to look fresh? Unless you cook it on the boat, peak freshness only happens when it's frozen right after it's caught. That's what they do at Wild Alaskan Company. Wild Alaskan Company delivers high-quality, sustainably sourced, wild-caught seafood right to your door. Premium cuts, ready to prepare, easy to cook. Choose from salmon, cod, halibut, and more, with different specials to explore every month. And they offer a 100% guarantee or your money back. I got the Wild Combo Box and couldn't be more impressed. Each piece of fish individually wrapped and labeled. Plus, the packaging can be composted. Very environmentally conscientious. Wild Alaskan Company seafood is how nature intended it to be. Never farmed or modified, and no antibiotics. And right now, you can get $15 off your first box of premium seafood when you visit wildalaskancompany.com/Gordon. That's Wild Alaskan, A-L-A-S-K-A-N. wildalaskancompany.com/Gordon for $15 off your first box. Wild Alaskan company.com/Gordon. Use that URL to let them know that we sent you. Hey, glad you're with us. Many tourists were surprised this year to find new systems in place requiring reserved time slots to enter some of the most popular U.S. national parks at peak hours. With the summer rush done, parks are analyzing those pilot programs to figure out what worked. Parkgoers should expect some type of congestion management plans in the future. It's a story by Allison Poley, travel reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Allison, explain.
National park visitation was increasing even before the pandemic. And then when people were looking for outdoor friendly destinations, they thought of national parks, and visitation increased pretty dramatically at some of these parks. So as a way to help make sure that visitors are safe while also protecting the natural resources, some parks had implemented reservation systems. And that can be for all of the park or for part of the park. So Glacier National Park, for example, implemented a ticketing system for its Going to the Sun Road, which is a 50-mile stretch that goes through the park. and you needed a ticket to get in there, but not for other parts of the park. And so they had that in place from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and now they're considering whether they'll keep that next year during the busy season.
Might that not be confusing? Because certain times of day you need a pass, and then it's certain parts of the park.
Yeah, exactly. So there was some confusion, especially because these are new systems and they're pilot programs, so they may or may not stick. So some visitors had no idea that they needed a reservation and either showed up to the gate without one or showed up near the park, found out that they needed to get one. They were all taken, so then they had to figure something else out. So I spoke to one person who did not have a reservation when she was going to Glacier. So she and her family got up at 3:30 in the morning so they could get in before reservations were required. And that starts at 6 a.m.
Wow. All right. So how are the tickets gotten? You log in, you get them on your phone. They're digital, or can you show up at a local shop outside the park and pick up paper passes? How does it work?
They're online and they're sold through recreation.gov. So what you would do is log on, and the parks, each park has a slightly different system for exactly when you're able to get them. Some are the month before, some are 60 days before. And then they also have the more last minute options, which might be about 48 hours before or even a couple hours before. And so people needed to figure out exactly when to log on at the exact time to snag one of these tickets, which were in high demand this year especially.
Wow. We're speaking with Allison Poley, travel reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her story is called Crowded National Parks Have Turned to Reservations. Some are considering keeping them. So if you are not aware, is it like a restaurant where you can show up and hope there's a cancellation and you can take somebody's spot?
Not quite. You do need to have this in advance. And so some people do drop tickets, or they decide that they're not going to keep them. So you might be able to find them last minute. But no, it's not the same where you can just pull up and get in anyways. You really do need to have that in advance if the park requires it.
Thanks, Allison. Allison Poley, travel reporter at the Wall Street Journal. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Some people treat investing like a game, but not Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Their digitally managed portfolios are backed by over 150 years of financial experience. So play games with your money or put it to work with a digitally managed portfolio from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Go to Marcus.com to learn more. Brokerage and advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member SIPC. Investments involve risk and may lose value.
Cutting through the clutter to bring you the people and stories that matter to you. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning, with Gordon Deal.
Hey, thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday, September 24. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. A CDC panel recommends the COVID booster from Pfizer for seniors and certain other at-risk adults. An audit confirms the election results in Arizona. Tennessee grocery store shooting leaves 2 dead and 12 injured. Citing what he calls the inhumane decision to deport Haitian migrants from Texas, the U.S. Special Envoy for Haiti has resigned. Panthers over the Texans in Thursday Night Football. Ryder Cup tees off today at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. And an impromptu tracheotomy on the trail saves a mountain biker's life. That story in about 20 minutes. This portion of the program is brought to you by Lightstream. Apply today for a fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan, and you could save thousands in interest. Go to Lightstream.com/deal. When Congress passed emergency legislation last year during the pandemic, lawmakers mandated that health insurance companies had to cover coronavirus testing with no financial obligation to consumers and pay the list price for labs outside the insurers' networks. But some insurers and cost-conscious consumers are fighting what they consider high-priced tests from labs that charge 10 times or more than Medicare's rate of $51 per test. The insurers allege in lawsuits that some labs are profiteering in the midst of a pandemic. It's a story by Ken Altucker, consumer health reporter at USA Today. Ken, what have you found?
Essentially, what Congress set up at the beginning of the pandemic to make sure people could get tests quickly was a way to encourage testing providers to sort of jump in the market. And as part of that, the CARES Act, one of the pieces of federal legislation, basically mandated insurance companies pay for COVID tests on behalf of their members with no cost sharing to individuals. And they did not have to have contracted rates or negotiated rates with these labs. So a lab posts a cash price on a website, and the insurer is required to pay that amount.
All right. So explain the price differences for some of the COVID testing that you've seen.
Well, these are based on studies and surveys, as well as some consumers I've spoken with. And there's rather wide variation. Now, most tests, probably the vast majority of tests, are within a normal range of maybe right around $100 for a diagnostic test. This is the kind of test you take with a nasal swab, either at your doctor's office or maybe a major lab like Quest or LabCorp. These are companies that already have, you know, established relationships with insurance companies and set prices. So those aren't the tests we're talking about that are getting some of these outlier prices. It's some small labs or independent labs or maybe entrepreneurs who have set up testing on a dime to meet the needs of the pandemic. And at least according to insurance representatives, they believe that there's some element of quote-unquote price gouging going on here because they saw an opportunity that insurers had to pay the price no matter what the price was.
Mm. How many different types of tests are out there?
I mean, there are lots of different types of tests that are out there. The three main categories are sort of what are known as molecular tests that, you know, can check whether you had the virus. These are, you know, the standard nasal swabs. There are also rapid antigen tests that can, you know, deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. So these are tests that are sold over the counter. But those aren't really the types of tests we're talking about with high prices. Some testing providers also provide rapid antigen tests. And some of those are what we're seeing the high prices on.
We're speaking with Ken Alltucker, consumer health reporter at USA Today. His piece is called Labs Are Charging Up to $14,000 for COVID Tests. Insurers Claim Price Gouging. I think for a lot of folks, it's just the surprise at the dollar figure attached to some of these because there's no transparency.
Right. That's sort of the thing. Now, one caveat, these labs are required to, you know, post a cash price on a website. But if you're somebody who's going to, say, an urgent care center and you just want to know whether you have the virus or not, you're not going to maybe do research.
Has Congress or have states indicated they might step in and try to regulate this somehow?
There have been some states that have sent letters or queries to testing providers, and as well as congressional committees that have asked about sort of some of the high prices that, say, for instance, standalone hospital emergency rooms have charged. But nothing really coordinated on a national level to change this pricing structure.
All right. And for those that are charging, say, what might be considered abnormally high prices, what do they say on their behalf?
Well, you know, a couple of I've talked to have made the point that they said they're meeting a need. And at a time, you could probably remember last summer when we had long lines and people weren't getting their test results and for a week or two in some cases. And there was just more people who needed tested than testing providers. So they sort of stepped in, delivered these tests to the public, and they said they, you know, should be compensated for their investment.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Alltucker, consumer health reporter at USA Today. Don't forget, by the way, to check out a podcast of the program. You can find it on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com, or on all the popular podcast platforms. Coming up next, the Mic Drop.
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday. It is time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, you know, anytime we tell you about a criminal getting themselves caught, you can usually point to a number of very bad decisions that led them eventually to spending time in jail. Here's, for example, let's go to Lake City, Florida, where police say a man tried to trade in a vehicle to the same dealership he stole it from. Employees told officers that a man was trying to trade in his vehicle for a new one, but upon checking the VIN number, they found out that the vehicle was stolen from the dealership's lot just a few days earlier. The man admitted to stealing the vehicle, and to boot, the crime was captured on the dealership's camera system. The not-so-smart thief was arrested on charges including grand theft of a motor vehicle and criminal mischief.
Wow.
I always wondered what the criminal mischief was all about and how that applies to this situation. It almost sounds like he was playing a prank on them or something.
Right. It doesn't sound serious.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very serious, but I guess it is pretty serious.
Could you imagine?
No.
No. No, no, I just can't.
No, I can't. Of all the dealerships, you know, in all the cities in all of Florida, you brought the car back to that one. And they would have found it anyway, because, again, they do scans of these VIN numbers.
Yeah.
So that was a bad decision in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And to bring it back to the same dealership was even more brazen, I think.
You referred to him as not so smart.
Yeah, sure. That was being kind, right?
I think that was really kind. Yeah.
Yeah, you
must
know,
be Friday.
It's early. Yeah, we're all feeling good. Yeah. It's Friday. We don't want to bring the hammer down too much.
That's quite the approach there by that guy.
And with Green Bay Packers fans breathing a sigh of relief that the team looked good in a win on Monday Night Football, talk can turn to lighter topics like the length of Aaron Rodgers' hair. The reigning NFL MVP has been sporting a more rugged appearance this NFL season, including long hair and facial hair. And apparently, we'll find out why on Halloween. Rodgers said on a radio show this week that he plans to dress up like one of his heroes for Halloween and started preparations for the costume a year ago with adjustments to his grooming habits. He says he's not going to give it away, but Twitter was full of speculation on who it could be, with guesses including the Joker, the Undertaker from WWE, the Dude from The Big Lebowski, and Jon Snow from Game of Thrones. Rodgers was a well-known super fan of Game of Thrones and even made a cameo appearance in a 2019 episode.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Although, I mean, it's not topical necessarily because the show's off the air now, but I would say probably Game of Thrones related, if I was to guess.
Okay.
Or he's just going to go completely out of the box and surprise us with something we wouldn't expect.
Okay, so the Packers have the Sunday night game this week against the 49ers.
Right.
If they lose that game.
Yes.
Does Aaron Rodgers cut his hair?
No, it doesn't sound like
to take attention away from him.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't sound like he's not someone who
not his thing.
He doesn't care what we think. This is one thing we know about Aaron Rodgers. He does not care about what the rest of us think about anything, including his hair.
Go Pack, go!
Yeah,
it's true. Half of our faces have been hidden for a while, and now that we can really be outside again, it's time to pay attention to that lower half again—the part that Harry specializes in. Get your smooth, clean-shaven look back again with Harry's. Redeem a Harry's trial set when you visit harrys.com/deal. I'm constantly amazed at how close my shave is every day. With the ergonomic handle, Harry's blades glide and leave my skin incredibly smooth. All for as low as $2 a blade. Still, even now that they're sharper and last longer than ever. Harry's is giving their best offer to our listeners. New Harry's customers can redeem a starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/deal. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blades when you're on the go. That's a $13 value for just $3. There's truly never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/deal to try Harry's today. Thanks for joining us. A new study finds that eating a single hot dog can take 36 minutes off of a human's life. But what if there was a diet that aimed to add years? The Blue Zones diet is based on the eating patterns of people living in blue zones, the parts of the world where people live the longest, like Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, Nicoya, Costa Rica, Ikaria, Greece, and Loma Linda, California. The main pillars of every Blue Zones diet are whole grains, such as corn, wheat, and rice, greens, of course, tubers like sweet potatoes, and beans, which are described as the cornerstone of the diet. People living in the blue zones also eat some meat, on average about 5 times a month, and fish once or twice a week. They also have a little bit of sheep's milk cheese or goat's milk cheese, almost no processed food, and about a quarter of the sugar that the rest of us eat. The diet was pioneered by Dan Buettner, a National Geographic Fellow and best-selling author. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The CDC has endorsed booster shots for millions of older or otherwise vulnerable people. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky signed off on a series of recommendations from a panel of advisors.
As we operationalize the plan to provide booster doses to Americans, we remain committed to continuing our robust efforts to vaccinate as many people as possible here in America and around the world.
The advisors say boosters should be offered to people 65 and older, nursing home residents, and those ages 50 to 64 who have risky underlying health problems. But the panel voted against boosters for healthcare workers and others who have jobs that put them at increased risk of being exposed to the virus.
Number two.
A months-long hand recount of the count in Arizona's largest county once again confirmed President Biden won the 2020 election, and the race was not stolen from former President Trump. The report by Cyber Ninjas, the state Senate's lead contractor that examined Maricopa County's vote, includes results that show Trump lost by a wider margin than the county's official election results.
Number three.
The White House and congressional Democrats have agreed on the generalities of a plan to pay for their social and environmental bill, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The White House, the House, and the Senate have reached agreement on a framework that will pay for any final negotiated agreement.
Now they face the daunting task of narrowing the menu of tax possibilities they can pass to fund President Biden's $3.5 trillion plan. There's yet another storm to keep an eye on, Tropical Storm Sam, the 18th named system of the season. The storm, about 1,500 miles east of the Leeward Islands, is expected to intensify into a hurricane this weekend. Sam could whip up into a major hurricane before approaching the islands of the Northern Caribbean next week. It's been well documented that we're paying more for food, gas, and some other essentials this year, but we're also seeing price increases in some more unusual areas. After months of used or new cars experiencing the highest monthly price hikes of any product, they were dethroned in August by window coverings, which saw a 17% price jump compared with July. Trailing behind window coverings were men's coats, up 8%, men's shirts and sweaters, up 4.3%, and salad dressing, up 4%.
Why window coverings? Is that people spending non-used vacation money on home improvements?
There's a paper shortage, and that's leading to that kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Thank you, Jen. Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for being with us. A Minnesota man has survived a brutal mountain biking accident thanks to a risky medical move by a stranger. WCCO Television says the challenging Cuyuna Lakes mountain bike trails are a therapeutic distraction for a man named Todd. He's an Eagan, Minnesota father and corrections officer. It's a place where Dr. Jesse Conan, an ER doctor in Wisconsin, rides as well. Todd, an experienced cyclist, took a violent fall. That's when Todd's luck took an abrupt turn, however. Dr. Conan approached medics who'd already arrived at the scene and performed an impromptu tracheotomy. Todd was then airlifted to a hospital and treated for a traumatic brain injury. The two, by the way, plan to meet next summer and ride. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.